But Amalia Langham has other ideas, and away she goes. She gets up out of the saddle, dances on the paddles, and sets out the challenge to our backmarkers. Lauren Perry, Christina Clayton are out after her. Suzanne Stratus, and also our check rider, Hannah Hermanovoska down the back straight. Down the K-Bundo wing, Lauren Perry leads them around. Christina Clayton in second wheel. Then we go back to Stratus, and here comes our Czech rider, Hermanovoska, around the outside. Perry on the inside, Christina Clayton on the outside. Perry down the inside, Clayton now looks on the outside, and Clayton takes it out. Perry for second, and maybe on the inside, Amalia Langer from the City of Burnie Cycling Club from our Czech rider in Hermanovoska.
She's an absolute class act, Christina Clayton. No wonder she won the gold medal in the Commonwealth Games. I caught up with her after the Will race win.
Christina, congratulations. What were the conditions like up there? Because the wind normally comes from the west here, it comes from the east. It was a tailwind heading up the front straight. Was that a benefit or was it work against you?
Oh, it's always difficult being in Burnie. So, yeah, last year and usually the wind comes from a different angle. So this year we had Taylor into the finish, which was... different, but I mean it's not any harder or easier, it's just how you ride the race.
And only three in the back group, was it hard work?
Yeah, we had a few scratches. Sophie Edwards has broken her wrist, so she was out, and then Meg Marker, she won last year, she was also out, so we had a few people and we were missing some manpower, but yeah, great to be able to pull it off with the people that we had.
What's the plan for the rest of the season or the rest of the year for you now? Where does this fit into your plan?
Oh yeah, so this is general prep. So we're just getting ready for the season. We come to Tassie Carnivals for a bit of fun racing, I guess. It's so much fun coming out here every year. We're on the outdoor track. So many different things can happen. You've got the wind. You've sometimes got a bit of rain. You got to just deal with it and get on with it. So it always makes it very exciting, and that's why we keep coming back year after year.
Well done, Christina. Congratulations.
Thanks, Dad.
We'll go to the men's Burnie Wheel Race, and what a great week for Graham Frizzling. The icing on the cake capped off a fantastic week by winning the Burnie Wheel.
Here they come at the clock. It's going to be the back markers into it. Oh, Duffy can't go, but Graham Frizzling, he's gone for home. Look at Dalton Stratton. Dalton Stratton is out after Graham Frizzling. Frizzling. And then I'll show them the Malaysian rider, but Graham Frizzling will come down and take it out from the youngster there. In number 17, the boy from Malaysia. What a ride here from him. Oh, what a wheel race, but what a ride by the back markers.
And here's Graham Frizzling now talking after his win.
Graham, congratulations. You've had an awesome week, an Australian title, and now Burnie Wheel.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, awesome week. Super happy to cap it off with this win. Just want to say thanks to all the sponsors and all the organisers for putting such an amazing event on. I've been coming down here for a few years now, and it's a real staple for not only the end of my year, but also building into next year.
It's also the Will Robinson Memorial Wheel Race. I don't know whether you raced against Will, but he was a former winner here and a great rider.
I can't say. I don't think I've ever raced against him, but yeah, it's awesome to get my name on that kind of trophy.
Just tell us about the ride. About two laps to go, you tacked on to the main pack then. You must have been feeling fairly confident then that you had a big chance.
Yeah, we had some really fast guys back there, so we wanted to get to the front pack as early as we could, and once we did that, it was kind of just about controlling it and really trying to save a bit of gas for the end, but it's always hard to try and get there in the first place and still have a bit left for the finish.
It's Trinity. Did it give you any sort of encouragement to see that the scratch markers got up in the women, and you probably might have thought, well, it's doable in these conditions?
Oh yeah, definitely. It's always the harder the conditions, the better it is for us. And with that roaring headwind down the back straight, we knew the boys out front were going to start really hurting there towards the end. So yeah, that was definitely a bit of confidence.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And let's go now to the running program at the Burnie New Year's Eve Carnival, where there were three major events, those being the Burnie Gift for Men, the Burnie Gift for Women, and, of course, the Open Tasmanian Mile. Let's pick it up with the call of the Women's Burnie Gift won by teenage Queenslander Tori Lewis.
It's the youngster on Alvajar that's going to lead this field to the early stages. Giselle Carter, the young Queenslander, trying to get to her. Here comes Chelsea Scullier ripping through the field, and the back markers are starting to come. Tori Lewis is getting up to them. Chelsea Scullier, Tori Lewis wins from scratch. What a superstar she is. Tori Lewis wins the Burnie Gift from scratch. Amazing performance The front markers gave her every bit of competition right to the last 5 metres, but it's Tori Lewis, the superstar.
And she is an absolute champion as well, Tori Lewis. She's only 17 years of age and she's got such a huge feature. It's a name we're going to be hearing for quite a while, I reckon. Caught up with her after the run.
Tori, congratulations. You haven't had a perfect year. You had injury and it cost you a chance to go to the under 20 World Championships. This must be sweet after having those sorts of hurdles to overcome.
Well, ever since then, I've just been so focused on coming back and being able to open here. Like, Devonport was my first race for 6 months. Being able to open here was just so great. This morning, the body was sore, and for the heats, I didn't know if, you know, I was feeling really sore. But at the semis, I just got another wind in me, and I felt energy, and I just felt really great.
Just remind us again how old you are.
17.
Yeah, I mean, this has been an amazing few years for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, I graduated school this year, so done with that.
You've come close a few times before in Burnie, though, haven't you?
Yeah, third last year, made the finals the year before. So yeah, it's great to be able to actually do it.
Congratulations, well done.
Thank you so much.
Let's go to the men's gift now with Jesse McKenna from Victoria, the winner. And if you're thinking that name sounds familiar, yes, I had him on last week's show after he won the Hobart gift, so he's capped off a good week as well.
Jesse, congratulations. When I spoke to you in Hobart on Tuesday, you said how much it burnt not being able to win the Burnie gift last year, but then you came back and won the Hobart gift. You've been penalised and you've won the Burnie gift. Two gifts in the 1 week. Did you ever dream that was possible?
I really didn't. My goal was to originally take it easy on the Tuesday and focus on Burnie, really focus on that. But I really wanted a sash in the Tasmanian Athletic League at all. And so, you know, I really took the big risk there. You know, I was warned by lots of people, but I did cop the penalty and I came back. I knew that I was in the shape of my life, so anything was possible. I was really confident leading into this event.
I've been covering carnivals for over 35 years and this is probably the best field I've seen in all that time. How did it feel to actually hold them all at bay?
It was bloody scary. I'm not gonna lie. You know, to have people that have represented Australia at the Commonwealth Games, a bronze medalist at the World Junior Championships, I had so much behind me. I was trying to just focus on my lane. You know, eat up the people outside of me and hopefully not see any other colours.
And you collided with the finish gate. Have a look at your wrist, it's bleeding. You probably won't feel it now, but...
you know what? I did the exact same thing last year. Okay. Just a little bit faster. You know, as I said, I'm in the shape of my life. I don't think there's much holding me back at this point. I'm really excited to what my future has in store.
Well done, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And it really was the best Burnie gift field I've seen in a long, long time. And we're so privileged that we're able to have those competitors come from all over Australia to compete in events like the Burnie gift and the Christmas Carnival Series as well. Even though the Burnie gifts were exciting, the highlight for many on New Year's Eve was, of course, the running of the Tasmanian Open Mile featuring Stewie McSwain and Ollie Hoare running from the scratch mark. Here's the call of the last lap.
Run. Here comes Troy Atkins with Josh Phoebe right behind him. Phil McConnon's leading up. Angus Lenicki, James Frankham, Riley Simpson's right there. Max Green's on the back of him. He's strong enough if he's fast enough in the last lap. Here comes Hanson. Stewie McSwain's gone past Ollie Hoare and he's going for one more win at Burnie with one lap to run. The time's pretty slow. I don't think we're going to see the sub four. It's going to be hard for anyone to run down Abby Butler. She's going for it now. We're at the Cade Mundo wing with a little over 200 metres to go. Abby Butler in front. Darcy Miller coming. And here comes Stewie. He's trying to get on the back of him. I'm not sure he can do it from here. Now the youngster, James Frankham, I think it is, who's sprouting wings up into third position. Frankham it is who's going, and Phil McConnell's trying to get with him. James Hanson, but it's Abby Butler, the National Steeplechase champion. She's only got one to challenge her, and I reckon it's James Frankham. Look at him go! James Frankham, Abby Butler in front. James Frankham trying everything. Abby Butler lifting. James Frankham going to him. Abby Butler, James Frankham. Abby Butler wins from James Frankham. And James Hanson's in it. Here comes Stewie up into the top five or six of them. He couldn't get to them tonight.
And the National Steeplechase champion, Abby Butler, did manage to hang on for the win. And as you can expect, she was quite excited in a quality field.
Abby, congratulations. Can you believe it? I saw you when you crossed the line, you put your hand up to your mouth in disbelief. The emotion just overcame you then, didn't it?
Yes, I did not expect to win the Burnie Mile at all today. So I'm in so much shock. I'm a little bit speechless.
You've done 400s as well. What's your pet distance?
My pet distance is 3,000 metres steeplechase, so a mile and a 400 is very different to that. But I love doing the flat stuff for a bit of speed, and they're so much fun. I could feel someone there, but I didn't really want to look. I think I had a tiny look, but I just didn't want to look. I'm really hoping to win the under 20 national title this year in the steeple, so a bit of grass work's not going to hurt at all, so just really focusing on my speed because I can jump really well.
You've had a pretty amazing year, so where does this win rank for you?
It's up there as one of my biggest, but yeah, I've got a few national titles under my belt, so yeah, it'll be up there with them.
And how does this fit into your season? Like, you know, the nationals aren't till April, I think, aren't they?
Yeah, they're at the start of April, so just really work on my speed towards then, so some grass miles and 400s won't hurt.
Well done, Abby. Congratulations.
Thank you.